Hello.
Hello, is Freddie Williams there?
Yes.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Please let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, and the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm a Black African.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
74.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Is it 10 if it's the most important for you? A 5 if it's somewhat important? And 0 if it isn't important at all? You can use any number between 0 and 10. And, for example, reducing substance abuse in our communities, using a scale from 0 to 10, what number can you give it?
So what is the question?
Well, I want you to rate, on this case, each statement that I'm going to read you as, for example,
Drug abuse, hold on, drug abuse 10.
All right, thank you so much. And now, improving K through 12 education?
Definitely. 10.
Thank you so much. Making college more affordable?
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you so much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
What was the question again?
Yeah, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse.
Thank you so much. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? On this case, I'm going to read you a list of some substance, and you can tell me or select up to two choices. For example, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, cigarettes, alcohol, vaping, or marijuana and other cannabis products. You can tell me too that you feel that are having the most negative impact.
The most negative impact. Is those stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's having the most negative effect.
And you can select another substance that you feel
cocaine is having a negative effect.
Thank you so much. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I approve.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you so much. And now I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. On this case, starting with e-cigarettes or vapes. Are you very familiar with this, or somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
I'm very familiar with it.
Thank you so much. Oral nicotine pouches?
No, not familiar.
Thank you so much. And heat not burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
Thank you so much. And I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. And by the way, let me tell you that we have completed 51% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and your help. And as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for the adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I'm going to read you a list. More education and anti-tobacco advertising. Cost of smoking has gone up. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. Or more government restrictions and bans.
I think the cost has actually curtailed the percentages to go down.
Okay, thank you so much. And I would like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. While it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, or we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. On this case,
Go ahead. I'll take number two. I'll take the second one.
All right, thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
It's just as. I'll say just as harmful.
And would you say that is somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
I would say much less harmful.
Thank you so much. And now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoking of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you don't agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. For example, the next statement says, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they don't produce cancer-causing smoke. Do you agree or disagree with this using a scale from 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. And, well, the next statement, many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. And using a pill. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the last statement for this, the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. Using a scale.
I'll give you a zero on that.
Thank you so much. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes, through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
And do you strongly agree?
Okay, now you're saying if we go through these rules, that will, read the question again. Because some of these questions are very long, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but in this case, I think this is the last long questions, and there are just a few questions, like five or six questions, and we are about to finish.
Yeah, we got to finish because you're holding me up now. And cigarette smoking right now, to me, is not an issue in America. Yes,
well,
a lot of questions about cigarette smoking, and that's not really a real issue in America right now.
Well, but in this case, just to finish this question, would you say that you strongly agree or somewhat agree with this statement?
I strongly agree.
I really thank you so much. Well, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? For example, pipe tobacco? You can say yes or no.
No.
Thank you. Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Heat-not-burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
All right, thank you so much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a four-year degree.
All right, thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, or single, or separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you so much. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? I'm going to read you a list and you can stop me on each one. As for example, a wealthy, do you think it's wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'm upper middle class.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you describe it as urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you so much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Right now I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to probably change that eventually.
And would you think that you are a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I vote for Joe Biden.
All right. So this concludes our survey. I really thank you so much for your time and your participation. And have a wonderful day.
Same to you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Later.